This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Holiday time. We forge ahead to the big day, of course. And, of course, with that, always some great events happening in and around the island. Okay. He's been known to put his boxing gloves on from time to time. He'll duke it out with anyone, especially when it comes to tree lighting. Don't get in the way of of Highway Superintendent Dan LaSquadra. Nicely produced, Mr. Dan LaSquadra.
Good morning.
You know, it's almost the right theme for you as far as intros because, you know, you get it done no matter what. In the ring, outside of the ring, on the roads, you know, you just pave the way, no pun intended.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
But in essence, this is always a lot of fun with the lighting. It all takes place, Dan, I believe this coming weekend and throughout December, correct? Tell us about what's happening.
Absolutely. Tomorrow is our annual Christmas tree lighting for the town, which we're doing down at the Holtsville Ecology Center, Buckley Road in Holtsville, 249 Buckley Road in Holtsville. So come on down there tomorrow. We have a great time every year. I've approached new sponsors and tried to add to it every year. So this year we have Chick-fil-A, 7-Eleven, and Moe's as our sponsors. They're going to be giving things away, food and drinks. 7-Eleven's always great with giving away the hot chocolate. And then after the tree lighting, we're going to do a preview of our holiday light spectacular. So it won't be the whole thing, but you can see the beginning of it. And then Saturday and Sunday, and then for the next two weekends after that, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and the 15th, 16th, 17th, on top of the 2nd and 3rd, this Saturday and Sunday, our Holiday Light Spectacular will be open. There'll be opportunities for photos with Santa. And I am really blessed to have such an amazingly hard-working group of elves, some of them in my welding and fabrication shop, who
Dan,
really helped make some spectacular displays this year.
Dan, I'm glad you said that. It is so hard to find good working elves these days. I mean,
I
can't get to first base in that area.
With the whole global warming thing, it's tough.
It really is, and to find the work ethic of a good elf, elves are like millennials these days. You don't know who can work, who can't.
Well, I have to tell you, I have some great highway elves. And, even if you've come in past years, I can tell you this year is going to be very different. There's a lot of new displays. We've so many displays, actually, that we've had to change the layout.
Right.
So even the direction and the path that you walk through the display is going to be completely different this year. So please come on down. It's great. It's indoors. You don't have to be cooped up in a car trying to look out at lights like some of the other drive-through displays out there. This, you come, you're inside. It's really great for the family. There's a lot of great stuff. And it's only $5 per person. Children 12 and under are free.
Mm-hmm.
But that $5 goes directly to the care and feeding of the animals at the Holtsville Ecology Center, which so many people just love. So it's really a wonderful thing across the board.
It really is. One of the really, all kidding aside, it's one of the better events on the island this time of the year. You kind of get into the spirit and everything else, even though we've got unseasonably, Dan LaSquadra, unseasonably warm temperatures.
I will not be complaining about that.
No, you will not, since you will be in the thick of it in about 2 months.
Absolutely. But, listen, the Christmas tree lighting is tomorrow evening.
Right.
Starts at 6 o'clock. We have some great folks. We don't want those reindeers to get tired out for Christmas. So Eastern Helicopter flies Santa in by helicopter. So, again, we can keep those reindeers fresh for Christmas. The Holtsville Fire Department takes care of the transport from the landing site to the actual event.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. There's a lot going on, a lot of great sponsors. There'll be music, there'll be kids dancing from different dance troupes. It's really a great thing across the board for the family.
Fantastic stuff. Dan LaSquadra with us. talking about the tree lighting all throughout the month over in the great ecology center, we should say. It's on Buckley Road, and always a lot of fun. Hey, Dan, while we got you, and just touching a little bit upon, you know, the weather, and we're kind of making light of it, and we better be careful of that because we're going to put the old hex upon us because old man winter could be coming. And a lot of people say, you know, this is going to be a tough one. And I'm sure you are gearing up, if not already. You have everything in place, the sand, the salt. What kind of long-range projections can you tell us about? Give us an idea about the equipment, whatever's new on the roads these days, what you can expect, that type of thing.
Absolutely. You know, I very much abide by the motto of hope for the best, plan for the worst. Believe it or not, right after Labor Day, I have my mechanics start going through all of our snow equipment so that by the time... You know, winter is really upon us like now.
Yeah.
We've gone through all our equipment. It's all maintained. We know it's all operational. Anything that needed to be repaired has been repaired. Anything that needed to be replaced has been replaced. We have a number of new trucks on the road this year. We have some new technology that we put in place last year that we're expanding this year.
Yeah.
That really has allowed us to move our assets where we need it better. We've always had GPS in our trucks, but we now give portable GPS units to our subcontractors that we hire. So now, you know, as everyone well knows, the weather can be very different from North Shore to South Shore, from the east side to the west side of the town. So now we know where those assets are, and if we need to reposition them based on severity of weather in one part of the town over another, we can move them much more efficiently. It makes us more responsive, and it really gives us a leg up because snow removal is all about logistics. It's about where you're able to move those assets and how quickly. So, you know, my goal each year is constant quality improvement. You know, I think we've come light years from where we were when I entered this department, but each year I try to make it a little bit better. And this year, with the implementation fully of that new technology, I really think it's going to make a significant difference for us.
No question about it. And I got to say this, LaQuadro's got it down to a science. And I'm not just saying that because I happen to live in that neck of the woods, although it's always good to be dug out so that we can get to our jobs. But in essence, you do a great job. You have the last couple of years. The storms have been fierce. We have a little bit of a lull in the action, so be careful. But I got to tell you, when the inclement stuff starts, you guys are out there early, and we appreciate it. Hey, great stuff all the way around. We look forward to the month of December, the tree lighting, and everything else on Buckley Road. Good stuff.